The scriptures give everyone a warning that before death comes and strikes us, one should transcend death. Just like somebody is walking in the road and there's a truck behind, and somebody tells you there's a truck behind, and you say, okay, I know it. The truck comes even more closer and they have a horn making a sound, but you just don't move aside, you just keep walking. So it's a sign of foolishness, because if one doesn't move aside the road, then one will be knocked off by truck and one will be dead. Similarly, death is something that is chasing everyone in this world. Occasionally, when we hear about the death of someone, immediately we become alert for a few moments. Then a kind of fear may set in our minds. So this may also happen to me. That is why in the Vedic life, they don't hide such harsh realities of life. You'll always find a dead person is put on a stretcher and lifted in the top and taken on the road for everyone to see. Because that's the reality of life. And they don't put him in an ambulance van and take him to a crematorium and an electric crematorium very nicely, turn the body into ashes and put it in a nice packet and give it to the dependents or give it to the family members, and nobody comes to know what happened. They don't do that. It's a reality of life. So one has to face this reality of life boldly, and the way to face death boldly is to transcend death and not be killed life after life after life after life, again and again facing death. There is an example given in the scriptures. When a bird is living on a tree, he makes a nest very painfully, with great pains. He brings one strand of hay from the field, and gradually on the sticks and everything, he puts them all together and assembles them and makes a nest. A very complex nest he makes. You can see how much difficulty he takes. Similarly, human being also, in order to construct a house, to build a house, they spend so much of energy, time and money over several years to build a house. And the bird gets the she bird, and they have a family, and they have small children birds, and they enjoy the company of each other, the husband, wife, children, laying eggs and producing more children, bringing food every day, going in the morning out and bringing food in the evening. So in this way, while spending several years, suddenly one day the bird finds the hunter comes with an axe to cut off the tree. Now the bird has to leave the tree. He has to go to another place. Otherwise the tree is going to be cut to pieces now. The whole tree is going to be uprooted and cut to pieces. So he had a very cozy home there, but he will have to vacate now. He will have to quit. Same way, the pleasures of this material world, they are so intoxicating, we totally forget where are we living and when will we be asked to quit the place. The birds don't even remember that we are living on a treetop, and any time the tree will be cut by someone and the time will come. When the tree gets old, it becomes dried up, then a man will come and cut down the tree. And that same thing happens to our body. The body is compared to the tree, and the soul sitting in this body is compared to the bird. So, an intelligent person should be always attentive about this fact that death is a reality in this world. Everyone has to face. But if one flies away from the body, even before the death comes and strikes a person, he is a very intelligent person. Just like Parikshit Maharaj, he was given only a 1 week notice. And he went to Shukadeva Goswami and asked, within this 1 week of time, how can I utilize my life most fruitfully? So Shukadeva Goswami tells him, तस्मात् भारत सर्वात्मा भगवान ईश्वरो हरि श्रोतव्य कीर्तितव्य स्मर्तव्य चापयाम. He says, we want to become free from fear of death. Like yesterday I had gone for a program. One boy asking question to me, he started crying suddenly. There were so much tears in his eyes. He was telling, very young boy, first year boy, he's asking, sir, I'm very afraid that I will have to leave my parents. My mother and father will die one day. You know, simply thinking of this, you know, I'm not able to even do my studies peacefully. And I have come to the college here, I'm feeling homesick. And I also know my grandmother, grandfather died, and now next to them, my mother and father will pass away. This is too much, I cannot tolerate it. So talking like this, he started crying. Then I was telling him, that is why I was telling about the soul. I told him, you know about soul, you'll never cry. You can, even while living, you can transcend the fear of death. Even while living. We can transcend the fear of our own death, and we can also, when we see our relative's death, we will not dhirastatran muhyati. We will not get bewildered by seeing others' death. So a devotee lives. Devotee is very intelligent. A devotee prepares well in advance, knowing that the death will come. It's like a bird who is very intelligent that the tree will be cut. Better that you leave this tree and go to a big Raj Mahal, which will never be destroyed. You can live there forever. If you make a Kosala there, you can live there forever. Similarly, go to spiritual world, that will never be destroyed. Our relationship with Krishna will never be destroyed. So a wise person should make an intelligent plan for permanent living. Even Jesus says in the Bible, make your home in the spiritual world, not in the material world. He told someone who was very busily working very hard to make a big house. So he told them that make your home in the spiritual world. That is the sign of intelligence. So we can transcend the fear of death by chanting of the holy name. There is a verse in the Bhagavatam which says, Apanna samsritim ghoran yannama vivasho grinan tatasadhyo vimucheta yad bibheti swayam bhayam. Even the fear personified fears the fears Krishna. So Krishna appears as the holy name in this ghora or the horrible material world. This horrible material world always presents varieties of dangers like deadly diseases like this cancer, which no one would want. As soon as there is a cancer in the body and starts spreading, the body irreversibly is led to death. And the condition of living in this body becomes so difficult. It's not that we are hearing about one case of somebody. You can hear hundreds and thousands and millions of cases. As soon as the cancer spreads in the body, you are sitting in the body and you find that the tree is set on fire. And the fire is, flames are coming up. And you are a bird sitting in the tree top. And you have to fly off. You have to go. It's a very dangerous situation. Similarly, somebody has hepatitis. Somebody has cancer. Somebody has tuberculosis, so many kinds of diseases. Similarly, this body now is hale and healthy now. We can chant the holy names. But a time is surely going to come when this body will become an unfit place for residence anymore. That time we will have to quit, although it's very painful. We don't want to quit. We are very attached to the body. We will be forced to quit. So a spiritualist means one should always be having the remembrance and memory and attentiveness about the harsh realities of life. And that's how a devotee becomes pacified in the mind, not chasing after the mirage of illusory pleasures of this world. One who thinks, I am this body, will be simply running here and there like a foolish deer searching for the smell, searching for the musk. But an intelligent person should know that there is no point running here and there in this material world, hunting after the pleasures of the world, because they will all dry up. Nothing is going to remain. The reality is death, and beyond death, the reality is spiritual world. So, every day when we chant the holy name, it's good to remember this kind of thought. Even our Vaishnava Acharyas like Bhaktivinoda Thakur, they have written songs like Keno Hare Krishna Nam to remind us of the death. That the death will come, and your body will be lifted on a stretcher, and four people will be carrying it to the Shmashan Ghat. Ram Naam Satya Hai, Ram Naam Satya Hai, they will be chanting like that. And at that time they will put fire in your mouth. At that time, oh foolish living entity, your tongue will not be able to chant the holy names of Krishna anymore at that time. And then you don't know which body you are heading to. If it is animal body, you can't chant in that body. The body is not favorable for chanting. The tongue is not favorable. So right now you have a human tongue, chant the names of Krishna and take full advantage before this valuable asset of the human body is taken away. Harinam Prabhu ki.